welcome everybody to the welcome everybody to the Single in Connecticut podcast. My name is John Reynolds, and I'm here with my co-host Allie Weber. Allie, how are you?
Hello,
today?
Everybody. I'm doing great. It's our first podcast. I'm ready to go. What about you, John?
I'm also ready to go. So just out here making sure that everything's good. We are streaming live on three different platforms. Right now we are streaming on Facebook, on YouTube, and also on Rumble. So we aren't streaming directly to our YouTube channel or directly to our Facebook channel, but to my personal Facebook channel, just because of the way things are. We just started our Facebook page and YouTube page the other day, so they don't let us stream directly for a couple of weeks. YouTube 24 hours, Facebook for a couple of weeks. So this is our first episode of the Single in Connecticut podcast. We are so very excited.
Yes, we are.
Yes, Allie, finally. We're here. We've been talking about this for weeks, and now here we are. We decided to do this podcast because we were both in a Facebook group together. It was called something like Single and Dating in Connecticut. So it was a cool interactive group. So we thought, what better way than to start a podcast and to relate to all sorts of other people who are also single in Connecticut and also are looking for great places to go on dates throughout the state. We've got the places for you, ladies and gentlemen. Whether you are single or not, we hope you tune into this podcast because there's just a lot to talk about besides the woes of modern dating. We can also talk about various places throughout the state as I was just talking about. We've got some great lists of some great places to go on dates. And we have some great ideas for some great guests. We have a guest plan for our next podcast. We're very excited. I'll tell you about that a little bit before we end today. But let's just start by saying a little bit about both of ourselves. Allie, give us the basics.
Right. Well, I am a self-proclaimed writer and a vegetarian. I'd say more of a writer than a vegetarian. I'm a little bit of a faux vegetarian. I'd call myself a poletarian. Yeah, Johnny gets a kick out of this. But I love my chicken, but I also love veggies, so I call myself a poletarian. I'm a crazy cat lady. I am working on a memoir right now about my life at the ripe age of 36 years old, as if I, like, have lived this long, extensive life. But yes, that's where I'm at right now, and that's what I'm doing with my career. And yes, I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to be part of this podcast. I think it's a great project that we're working on. I hope you enjoy it.
Allie, I am so happy you're here as well. This is great that we're doing this together. So to give a little bit of a background about myself, my name is John Reynolds. I'm a 32-year-old guy. I'm single. I live in Connecticut. I live in East Hartford, so I'm very familiar with the central Connecticut area. I've been single for a few years now, but I've been on a whole bunch of dates. I've been dating for a while, so I think I have a little bit of experience when it comes to that. But one thing that I really want to say is that neither of us are experts. Because we're not experts, all right? So don't think that we're here to be dating gurus for you. We're here to relate. We know what it's like to be single. We're going to talk about that. Because, you know, it's not all bad. It's not all bad things. Sometimes it's great to be single. And there's a lot of things to do, even if you are single and you want to travel throughout the state. We'll list some of those.
There are possibilities. Yeah, and it's not it's not just Gillette's Castle. There's other things to do in the state for single people. And we're here to talk to you about those things that are probably falling by the wayside that you don't even know exist.
Yeah, besides going to the movies alone. but you know what? There's nothing wrong. You've never done that before?
I've never done that.
There's nothing
wrong. That'd be fun, though.
It is fun. It is fun, actually. If you're really into a movie and you just really want to see a movie and you don't want to worry about the other person, go to the movies alone. It's fun, especially if
What kind of movie? Would you see?
I've usually gone to see like indie type movies.
Oh, interesting.
Ones that aren't as well known, because usually if something's well known, I'll have a friend or someone I can usually bring along with me. Usually when I'm going alone, it's because I can't find anyone else to go with me. And I'm not just looking for single ladies to accompany me to the movies. Sometimes I like to go out to the movies with my bros, my friends, but sometimes they're not even into seeing the type of movies that I want to. So when occasionally that happens, I'll go out alone. But it's hard to get to the movie theaters these days and you definitely don't have an incentive to go as much.
No,
without,
especially post-COVID.
Someone else. Yeah. So we'll talk. Like, I'm going to try to keep my eyes out on the films. Maybe we'll talk about some great movies to see with someone on a date, because you really can't beat the classic dinner and a movie date. I think that's a really good, I think that's a really good second date.
The perfect second date.
Yeah. That's a great second date, but let's talk about first dates. When it comes to first dates, I like to go to coffee places. I think coffee places or a place for dessert, something light, something kind of cheap, nice, where you can just go off to the side somewhere and get to know the person. Because I firmly believe that first dates are all about feeling out the vibes. You know, feeling if you and the other person have any sort of chemistry whatsoever. And then if you think so, then you can advance to the next stage of dating, you know. And it's safe. And, you know, there really is no set process to dating or formula that works. It's all going to be different for everybody, but this is just what has worked for me over the years, because you're always going to have to invest something when you start dating, whether that's money or time. It's a process, you know, just get used to it. But you will save a lot of time and money if you learn how to weed people out the right way at first. So what do you like to do for a first date typically, Allie?
I would say someplace obviously in public. Like, I would say exactly what you said, probably coffee, but it's astounding how many people men at least, don't want to go out there, do that for a first date. They'd rather go, let's say, to a movie where you're in the dark and you can't get to know each other. Yeah, it's different. I feel like there's differences for females and males in terms of what their first date, you know, would look like. But I would really, I would love the idea of a coffee date. Honestly, going out to dinner, kind of. That's also a great, like, prospect. What do you think of a first date for, like, going out to dinner? What do you think about that? Is that too fast?
I mean, it's traditional, and it's your standard date going out to dinner somewhere, but I don't like
it's
to
safe.
Start with that, because I usually do like to pay the first time. You know, and then maybe we'll switch. Maybe they'll pay the third time or whatever. Or maybe we'll cut it in half. But usually that second date, that dinner or whatever, is sort of my treat to them. Well, as well as the first date too, with coffee or dessert. Because again, that's a relatively low investment. You're just getting to know someone and you're enjoying something simple together. And let's say they don't like coffee, that's okay. Maybe they like hot chocolate, maybe they like tea somewhere else. But
hookah, which is $60,
yeah. Oh man, I wouldn't recommend that. That's
I wouldn't either
at all. Ooh, that's a lot. But
avoid hookah, folks.
Right. So, all right. So while we are talking about coffee dates, we did actually publish a list of great places to go get a cup of coffee or go on a first coffee date together. This is the list. So how I came up with this list, I actually used an AI to assemble this list, because I wanted to the highest rated. So I think an AI would be able to achieve that, and they did. And I had a combination of ratings for Google reviews as well as Yelp reviews. So consequentially, most of these are the ones that have the most reviews and the highest reviews. And that tends to be around Central Connecticut, because when we released this list, I got a lot of feedback from people saying, oh, there's hardly anything in Eastern Connecticut or in Fairfield County. So I'm going to take that into consideration. Maybe in a few months or so, we will publish another list of completely new coffee places. But these just seem to be the highest rated, again, according to Google and Yelp combined reviews. So number one, Source Coffee House in Stratford. You ever go there, Allie?
I have never been there. I've never been to a coffee house in Stratford, first of all. So, yeah, how have you been there?
No, I haven't, but I hear it's very good, according to the AI. So, all right. So, no, number two, and I know you've been to number two because you're from Brantford, right? Or you're around, you're close to Brantford. Common yes. Grounds in Brantford.
I was there. I was about 13 years old, so I didn't have a great experience. Not like I was sitting there with an adult friend getting coffee. So it was nothing like, you know, nothing memorable. But I've heard from other people that that's a great place to go for just with friends, not even, you know, on a date, even friends and on a date, either one, that's great. But yeah, Brantford has a couple spots. They're actually have a couple coffee spots that you can go to, especially if you're single.
Yeah, it's true. And there's speaking of places with multiple spots, there's Purgatory Coffee Roasters coming in at number three. This one specifically, the highest rated one, was their OG location in Middletown. I don't know if you've ever been to that one before, Allie.
No,
have you? Have you ever been to Purgatory? Very good.
I've been hearing rave reviews about it, yes.
It totally deserves it. And I think off the top of my head, there are several other locations. There's locations in Southington. I think there's two locations, actually. There's one in Factory Square, which is a great place. Another great place to bring a date because there's like a cupcake place, an axe throwing place, a gaming arcade bar place.
All in one spot.
Chocolate place, pet place. I think there's a different food place and a brewery all around there. So very good.
Wow.
And they're also in West Hartford. I think that's one of their newer locations as well for Purgatory. And speaking of another great one out of West Hartford, J. Renee Coffee Roasters comes in at number four. And then I'm just going to keep reading off this. So five, Neat Coffee in Darien. Haven't been there before, but here it's very good. Dom's Coffee Avon. I actually have been there. The last time I went to Avon, I made sure to stop into Dom's Coffee. Great latte over there. I just got a basic latte. I think I had it with almond milk. Amazing. I was listening to the barista talk to someone about coffee beforehand. It's very clear that they know their coffee over there at Dom's Coffee. So check them out if you're ever in Avon. Number seven, the Jitterbus in Milford. Check them out. And then also another one in Avon, Beans & Co. Cafe. And number nine, this one I'm very familiar with because they're actually right up the street from me, but not this particular location. Rebel Dog Coffee Company out of Plainville. So they're also out of Farmington and East Hartford, I believe. And they might have another location as well. A lot of these coffee places are always expanding because they're just that good.
That's sad,
and then the last one that we have on this list over here is Silk City Coffee. Silk City Coffee.
Never been
in
there.
Manchester. Yeah, me neither. But I mean, I am right next to Manchester, so I should probably check it out one of these days. All right. So, Allie, let me ask you this. Do you think dating in Connecticut is harder here than in other states?
So I've been thinking about this question for a while. And I somebody told me that there's a very large discrepancy between the rich and the poor, obviously in Connecticut, right? So I think that has something to do with why how things are different around here and how it seems like it's harder to date in Connecticut and people have, maybe they have higher standards, that kind of thing. I do think that when I moved to New Hampshire, it was a lot easier to meet men. I can't tell you why, but I just know that was it was easier. And then I do think that it has all to do with the demographics of Connecticut. I do think, you know what I mean? I think there's a different type of person in Connecticut as opposed to the other New England states. I can't pinpoint what it is, but you know, as you know, people look at Connecticut as snobby. I don't know how you look at it, but
unfortunately, I find that to be fairly accurate, depending on what part of the state you go in and who you talk to. If you go into the cities, at least the really popular ones, maybe not as snobby, but if you go into the Yale area, some parts of Fairfield County, you might encounter some more snob around there. But I think for the most part, people are very nice in Connecticut, but they can come a little rough around the edges compared to maybe people in southern states or in the more northern states. It's funny, the more north you go, the more they seem like the people seem to get a little bit nicer. Like when you get to New Hampshire and when you get to Maine.
So sweet there, It's interesting. So, like, all you gotta do is change a few sweet. But you know that expression, everywhere you go, there you are? I don't know how much that applies. Because when you move to a different state, you see how different it really is. And it was just easier to date in New Hampshire. Connecticut, it seems like people just have a different set of standards. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, I've been to New Hampshire before. My family has vacationed in New Hampshire. So I've spent usually every year at least a couple of days there. And I think the people in New Hampshire are a little bit easier going overall than the people in Connecticut. Like I was saying, Connecticut people can be a little bit rough around the edges or perhaps a bit more just maybe to be nicer, a bit more cautious and suspicious than maybe people in New Hampshire, which when people are approaching cautious and suspiciously, it might seem a little bit more tense, a little bit more nervy. So, but
no,
dating,
I mean,
but modern dating, at least when it comes to in the United States, is sort of all the same in some ways, especially as we move forward in time. Just the dating today is very different from dating maybe just 5 years ago. I mean, I guess 5 years ago was before the pandemic in 2019. Yeah. So the pandemic definitely changed dating. And we'll have a whole episode about that. Yeah. Can't wait to talk all about that. We're not going to get into that right now. But and then even in 2019, before that, when I went to college, dating was different. With these dating apps and the way these dating apps worked was very different because they were sort of in their infancy then. Just even dating when I was in high school around that time, even the way adults approach dating, very different.
I don't remember what it was like. Yeah. Well, what was it like in high school for us?
Well, I do remember when I was in high school, dating websites or matchmaking websites were in their infancy, very new, and it was still actually unpopular to use stuff like that. People thought that that was for losers.
It's still called, like, you know, that people still call it. Like, they call it, like, oh, it's a waste of time. Why?
Because I think eHarmony and Match.com were big around then.
Yeah, you're right. They were.
But society wasn't engaged with apps and their smartphones as much back then. Then when technology and app, like, started trending more towards apps and smartphone technology and things like that, that really reshaped dating and standards. And that's going to be a whole nother episode.
Oh my goodness. We have so much about that. Yeah.
And these dating apps really do contribute to the woes of modern dating, as I like to call it. They make things uncomfortable. They make things frustrating. They make things hard. But one might say that these things are a necessary evil these days. I mean, have you met some good people on these dating apps before? Allie?
I have. But the thing that I noticed, the trend with these people is that they'll come into my life and then they'll leave again. So it's almost like you can't like maintain any kind of a relationship when that's how the flow of things. So I'll have somebody in my life that's like, oh, we'll go on a date and it's fine, and we're like, oh, we're hitting it off great, this is awesome. But then I won't hear from them for 2 weeks, and then they expect to like, start off where you left off,
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a little tough. It's a little tough. I don't know how it is for men, but it's a little tough with the women because we tend to get ghosted. You know the
Well,
term
oh no,
ghosting.
no. I think that's like that for everybody, Allie. And I think speaking for the guys here, guys get ghosted all the time. In fact, I tell my fellow guy friends who are on the dating apps, just especially if they just start used to it, get used to it. Unfortunately, that is part of
It's
modern
true.
dating. Just get used to getting ghosted, get used to getting flaked on. People feel more inclined to just treat people poorly because you have the internet as this great barrier. There's still a little bit of being anonymous with these apps. Do they see your face? Yes. Do they see your name? A lot of the times, yes. But they usually don't see your full name, and they usually don't get f
Yeah.
complete information about you.
You
So,
can make up whatever you want about yourself, and no one would know the wiser. You could
yeah.
make up any
So,
facts about yourself. And
and a
that's
lot of
the difference
people.
between back then and now. Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people just don't feel super invested in someone who's just another profile on an app that you can swipe left or right on. And in some way, having all of these choices can just make things worse for everybody.
Stressful.
And I know from being a guy, I don't usually typically have the luxury of having all of these choices. Usually I'm the one who's competing against all the other dudes on the dating apps. But for the
Totally
ladies, I know the
different.
ladies get slammed with
Oh, you've
matches
seen it.
in the inbox. Well, what do you have? What do you have? Like, if you
I
could, off the
have
top of your head.
467 messages. Imagine that. From and this is on a dating app. And so if you don't, yeah.
That's
And
on the
so
dating
reading
app,
through them,
which,
meet me, yeah.
wow.
And
So it's,
so that is crazy. So imagine weeding through to get to anybody. And so for you probably get, no, not because of who you are, but as a man, you probably get what, like 10 a week? I don't even know. But
yeah.
like messages. So you could miss out on a great person because there's too many people that you got to weed through to get, like the Amazonian jungle. You
Yeah, just way
got to
too
weed
much
through to get to the
noise.
people.
So to put that in
Exactly.
sort of like a metaphor, compared to just going up to someone and introducing yourself and meeting them that way, and that way their attention is completely on you versus a dating app. Put yourself in that same room, but then put yourself in the room with 400 other dudes who are trying to talk to the one lady
Same
in the
person.
room, and the lady's like,
Where do I go
like
from here?
who do I who do I so you really got to stand out as that guy, and that's
A
now,
talent
and
show.
that's yeah, and it sucks. It's like a pissing contest, really.
Yeah, a talent
You,
show.
and dating online dating these dating apps have shaped how people first approach people. You can't just say hi or hey anymore, or hi, hey, how you
Nope.
doing? Nice to meet you. You can't say that because you're not going to stand out that way. That's too basic.
You're not going to win the competition.
You
No.
can't. You know, it may sound negative saying that, but it's the truth. And some
No,
people
you're
will
right.
straight up tell you that on their profile. Oh, hey, by the way, don't say hey. Don't say hi.
They
So
do? Women say that?
yeah, I get that
Don't
all the
even
time.
bother.
Especially, don't even bother with that hi. Think of something more creative. So a lot of guys
Really strange.
consequentially have gotten pretty okay at cold openings. Well, you have to be if you want to get some sort of success because you need to be able to start the conversation if you're a guy, unless you're on Bumble. If you're on Bumble, then the ladies have to talk first. Now,
I just
are
heard
you
about
on
that.
Bumble? Are you on
No, but
Bumble?
I just heard because I wasn't sure about that. So that's the case. The woman has to reach out to the men first. Because I was on it.
Yes.
I was on it 2 years ago, and I do not remember that. I remember yes. actually, but maybe because I remember going, where's all my messages?
Well, that's the big thing. Well, you can match with someone on Bumble, but then it's up to you to hit them up within 24 hours of matching. And if you don't hit them up, if you don't hit them, then yeah. And so as a guy, when you're on Bumble and you match with someone, it's like, ooh. And you, and you're like, ooh, I matched really... with someone. And then like sometimes the time will run out and you're like,
Oh, that is sad.
Or they'll unmatch you and you'll quickly never see them. You know, but that happens. It just, it's part of online.
And that app has the like the friend part of it, right? Where you can actually meet friends. So that one stands out from the other ones in that respect.
You can also do business networking on there. Yeah, someone told me about that, but I wouldn't use that for that. You can only do one thing at a time on there. But you know what? Just to talk a little bit more about these dating apps, not all of them are completely bad. In my last longest relationship, I met my then girlfriend at the time on OkCupid. So I can't sit here and say that dating apps haven't worked for me. They have. And then I've met a lot of other almost relationships, as I like to call them, through these dating apps. People who I ended up dating for a while and we almost became boyfriend, girlfriend, or we did become boyfriend, girlfriend.
Wow, you did better than me.
And only through perseverance, Allie.
I was going to say, like, I've never gotten that far where I dated someone for a couple of years on a dating app. It's always been through friends. And that's the great part of these apps, though, is that, like, you can vet them beforehand. But, yeah, how much they're telling the truth, that's really, like, up in the air.
Well, also, too, like, that might be to the app's detriments and to people's detriments is looking on the apps and being able to kind of pre-screen everything, yes. almost see everything at once. You might discount that person because you see one thing on there that you don't like, and that person might have been great otherwise except for that one thing. So I think people these days are more all about checking off all of these boxes. They're definitely pickier than they used to be, and
yes.
I think that's definitely going to online dating. That's just how things are. You know, we have to adapt with the times. Not to say that you still can't have great meetings in person. Not to say you can't have great cold openings in person. I still always put myself out there regularly at events where I know other single people are going to be. I go out to the bars every once in a while. I do stuff like that. I do karaoke.
Like the old days.
That's another fun place. Is to go out to a karaoke bar, meet other outgoing people, other singles, go to single events because that's where many singles will be. If you're religious, maybe go to some church events. I'm personally not very religious, so that would not work for me. But if you are and you really require that out of your partner, because I know that's a deal breaker for some if they're not the same faith as them or whatever, if that's really number one, start in the church. And I guess there are some dating apps for people of the same faith as well. So, there's Facebook dating. Have you used Facebook dating at all, Allie?
I do. I have used it. But the funny thing about it is I feel like 75% of the people on there are using fake pictures.
Yeah.
So I don't trust it. So I gave up on it. Because it's like, oh, why do all these guys look like Brad Pitt that are messaging me? That can't be for real. There can't be this many like Charlie Hunnam and Brad Pitt looking men in the universe or in Connecticut. No, there's no way. So I gave up on the Facebook dating.
I feel you. I think I've gotten pretty good at calling out the fakes or
scammers.
The scammers. Mm-hmm. I don't get too many scammers. I've really catered my Facebook dating settings to something that I, very specific. Yeah. And the one thing I wanted to bring up about Facebook dating and why I recommend it if you are on Facebook is it works off your friends list, off of your mutual friends.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're
it's,
right.
It's almost, it reminds me almost of a combination of the old way of meeting people, you know, through friends, through a friend of a friend, MySpace. Through parties.
Yeah,
through MySpace. So, and it doesn't require you to pay it money for it to work its best. In order for these dating apps to really work its best and to your most advantage, you have to pay the money. That's simply how it works. Unless you are very attractive and very good looking, then the dating app will work for you just fine. But if you look like me, sorry,
oh,
you
gotta pay
if you want to. So I don't pay, but I'm just saying, if you really want it to work well to your advantage, you're probably going to have to maybe just pick one app and then try it out for maybe a week or a month or whatever.
That's a great idea.
But
yeah,
if you want a good free one, I highly recommend Facebook Dating.
What do you think of Hinge? Have you tried Hinge?
I don't like
Hinge. Yeah, it's a little too straightforward.
So during the pandemic, I actually met a really awesome person through Hinge. So maybe I shouldn't totally completely trash Hinge. I met someone really great through there.
There you go.
And I had a great time. Some of the best dates that I've ever been was with that one person. But, you know, ultimately it didn't end up working out. But after that, it just... I kept getting matched with weird people, and I don't like Hinge, so I kind of pulled out of Hinge.
Algorithm
I still look
was
at
off.
OkCupid. I use Tinder, Bumble, and Facebook Dating, and that's really those are the only ones I use. I think other ones are just a complete waste of time. Even though, I mean, I think you should just use the most popular ones because that's where the most people are.
I just think it's of note that we should mention that so many men on these apps, like, they will say, oh, I want a relationship, only because that's what they want. They know that's what we want to hear, the women that want relationships. So they tell us that that's what they want. And then when you meet up with them, they're like, you know, I'm not really looking for that. So that's another obstacle I've noticed with women, at least. Like, I've heard countless times from other women that this is like something that people go through. I don't think this happens so much with men. But yeah, that's something that came to mind when I was thinking about that. The whole, like, you could present yourself any way you want with any of these apps and pretend you want to be in a relationship just to get, you know what, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, everyone's gotta keep their eyes out. You don't want to look at these apps through rose-colored glasses, because exactly. Then, as they say, as the good phrase is, all those red flags just look like flags.
Exactly. Yes.
So... it's good. You got to be smart on these dating apps, or otherwise you can get scammed, especially as a guy. I feel like there's an entire group of people dedicated to trying to scam all these desperate guys who really want to get with someone.
Yeah. But
I do think it's a shame that many people lie on these apps saying that they want something serious, because as a guy myself, that's exactly what I'm looking for right now at my point in life as a 32-year-old guy. I'm looking for something serious. I'm looking for something that will eventually end up with marriage and trying to have kids and a family and a happily ever after. So that's what I'm looking for. Hopefully, eventually, I'll find it. And hopefully, you'll find it too, Allie.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
You just got to weed through as I was telling you yesterday, we got to weed through the bad fish to get to the good fish.
Yeah. But dating is, like we said earlier, dating is a process. You got to go through that process to try to find someone good. And I've at least been having some steady dates lately, so things have been going okay with me. Thanks. So... let's continue our list of places. We've got two more great lists for you, ladies and gentlemen. We've got, let's take a look-see. Besides the coffee places, we've got donut places. I hope you like donuts as much as me. Do you like donuts, Allie?
I sure do. Love those glazed donuts.
Yeah, glazed donuts, glazed donuts.
What about
one
you?
Of my favorite. I like glazed donuts, but I really like the blueberry cake donuts.
And, I've never even had those. That sounds very specific.
So good. You highly recommend them. I also like cream-filled donuts, like with vanilla cream in the powder. So freaking good. Bavarian cream. But I could go on and on about donuts. I'm not super picky when it comes to donuts. So this is 10 great places in Connecticut to go on a donut date. Well, you know, you could show up with a dozen roses, but really, I think the right approach is with a dozen donuts.
I agree. You know what? Yeah, you're right. It's a little bit different. Stray from the norm.
You're right. I am right. All right. So, number one, Neil's Donuts in Wallingford and Middletown. Have you ever been before, Allie?
No, because I don't make my way up to Wallingford and Middletown. But otherwise, I would have probably tried
it. All right. Highly recommend it. Their OG location is in Wallingford, but their bigger location, more easier to get in and out of, is in Middletown. Highly recommend it. You really can't go wrong with either one. It's family run, both of them. Number two, Beach Donuts in Clinton and Branford. Wonderful place. Oh, I take it from your clapping that
I just had a really memorable glazed donut there before. Yes, and it was just amazing. I think I cried.
They have amazing glazed donuts, Allie. And one thing that everyone should try once, at least when you're over there, their sour cream donut.
Have you tried that?
Yes.
I couldn't imagine sour cream in a donut. That just sounds, that's
one of their specialties, their staples. All right. Anyways, moving on. Jerry's Donuts of Ellington. Have you been there?
No, too far from me.
No, I have. I've been there. It's so good. If you go to Jerry's Donuts, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you bring cash because it's a cash only spot. But let me tell you, it's the only place in Connecticut where you can get a donut for 85 cents a pop. And they are freshly made.
You're kidding me.
And they are homemade and they are made with love. They're a little bit smaller than your average donut. But trust me, they're crowd pleasers, and if you're going to go there, you better get there early because they run out after a while. Once you get around 10:30, 11, those pickings are slim. So get there early if you want some Jerry's Donuts in Ellington. Mm. All right, and moving on to number four, Switches in Berlin. Switches Donuts is a great donut spot, another family-run spot. I think they used to be a Whole Donuts franchise, which sadly, Whole Donuts just ended their last franchise. I forgot where, but they're no more. Yeah, what a shame, because there was a time in Connecticut where there were several Whole Donut locations throughout the state. It was cool because it was one of those locations that really kind of sort of competed with Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, right? Like compared to other, who's a chain, a donut chain.
However extent you can actually compete with them, but
Man, Dunkin' Donuts is a monster. You can't go down any main drag without seeing at least one or two of them. So,
or three. I think we passed three yesterday. Yeah,
we did.
A lot of
franchises. One of the most popular franchises in the Northeast is Dunkin' Donuts. All right, let's keep moving on. When it comes to places that have more than one location, there's another great place that you should check out in Torrington and Wethersfield. It's called the Donut Station. Have you been there, Allie?
Again, too far. Nope.
Very good. Highly recommended. Great cake donuts. When I went there in Wethersfield, which was my hometown growing up, I now live in East Hartford, but I love to occasionally go back and then I'll stop over at the donut station and get a blueberry-filled donut.
Man, you love blueberries, huh?
Yes, yeah. It's so good. They got this like blueberry preserves and it's the most sweetest, tastiest blueberry donut. Trust me. Try that out.
Go there just for that. Yes.
Yes. So check out the donut station. And another great spot, if you're in Mystic, these next two spots are in Mystic. So Young Buns Donuts. Very, very good. So it's called Young Buns because it's named after a very kind of a celebrity chef, Adam Young, who owns Sift Bakery over there. And he also owns Young Buns Donuts. It's all about these great fancy donuts. You're going to pay a little bit more per donut here. But let me tell you, it's worth it.
How much more?
You're gonna be approaching about $4.50 to $5 per donut. Maybe
for a donut.
Yeah, maybe their more average or basic donut will cost you a little bit less, but over there, with my experience, if you want one of their fancy ones, you're paying close to $5 a pop. But these donuts are very good, very filling, and they're a work of art. So when you go there, you're probably only going to get one. You're not going to go there and get a dozen. If you go there and get a dozen, you're probably going to pay over $30. Easy. Wow. I mean, I don't think you're going to get buyer's remorse, because I have gotten over a dozen donuts from Young Buzz.
Really?
Donuts
before. Wow.
Yeah, and I'll tell you all about that. I actually got some video footage from over there because I filmed them. They're one of my favorite spots in the state, which is why they made this list. And all right, so let's talk about the other one in Mystic. Mystic's a great spot if you like bakeries, if you like great food spots, if you want to go down to the aquarium, if you want to just walk down a wonderful main street, Mystic's your spot. So also check out, which is an old Mystic Village, Deviant Craft Coffee and Donuts. Have you ever been there before, Allie?
No, I've been to Old Mystic Village, but I don't think I can't recall at least if I've been there. But yeah.
Yeah, well, they're over there. I think they are a little bit more well known than Young Buns Donuts, because when I bring up donut places in Mystic, people will always bring this place up, but they'll always be surprised about Young Buns Donuts, which I think is a shame, because I think they're equally good and deserve some credit too. And I hear Sift Bakery has some great donuts over there as well in Mystic, so they're also worth checking out. But let's move a little bit more into Fairfield County, because Fairfield County deserves some love too. They have some great spots over there. One of these spots in Danbury, Grounds Donut House. Grounds Donut House in Danbury. Great spot. Check it out. Have you ever been there?
I never made my way up to Danbury. So no, what is your favorite item from there that you've had?
All right. Now, they don't always have it. I think it was a specialty at the time. But this is probably one of my top five favorite donuts of all time. Now, number one is probably Young Buns Donuts. They had a strawberry shortcake donut, which was kind of like a glazed donut, but cut in half with vanilla cream in it. And then topped with like strawberries on each side. That's probably my number one. It was so good. It was like the perfect ratio too. It was light, fluffy, and delicious. But number three or four, I would say, would be Grounds Donut House's cookie butter donut.
Cookie butter donut?
Yes. Oh. So good. Highly recommend it. Try it out.
I'm
forever in debt to my friend Angela for recommending Grounds Donut House, because I went down there and I tried one of the best donuts ever. So
it sounds like a heart attack waiting to happen though, John.
Oh yeah. High caloric intake, Allie. All right. Moving on. Another great place. Donut Delight in Stamford and Norwalk. Now, that's a place I've had maybe once or twice. Very good. Highly recommend it. It's another chain type place. I think there may be some more locations in other states, but there's two right now in Connecticut, Stamford and Norwalk. And then finally, to give the eastern side of the state some love, I really got to give a shout out to Dixie's Donuts over in Norwich or Yantic. Dixie's Donuts is a great place, and it's another one of those places just like Jerry's Donuts where if you're not there early enough, they very well may run out. And that sucks.
It used to be like that with Krispy Kreme. Remember when they first started?
Ooh, I remember, man, we had a Krispy Kreme near us over... So, like I said, I grew up in Weathersfield. There was a Krispy Kreme over in Newington. And
I remember that
Krispy
one.
Kreme
yeah.
just obliterated all local traffic in the area. People were just lining up so far out to get these Krispy Kreme donuts. And I think everyone had them, and then they had enough of them. I don't know if they were too sweet or whatever, but eventually all these Krispy Kremes had to close up shop. They weren't profitable. They weren't working out. And now Connecticut only has one Krispy Kreme donut shop, to my knowledge, right? There's only one. I think it's also in Norwich, where you have to go to Mohegan Sun to get your Krispy Kreme fix. Yep.
It's inside the casino. You're right. Yep. The only one remaining in the state.
So every time I go to the casino, I make sure to go to Krispy Kreme and maybe try one. But especially if you do like glaze, you really can't beat that. A classic glaze, especially hot off
the donut
presses. No. All right. So let's wrap this first one up. Before we go, we just want to get you a little bit hype for our next show. I have my friend coming on. My friend Shannon Rose, she's an astrologist. So she is like, she knows astrology very well. And astrology and dating, I think, really do go together. We're going to have her talk a little bit more about that, about how your astrological sign and compatibility with other people and how that works. She's going to do a dirty reading of me and you, Allie. So that's going to be fun. I've never had that before, but I'm so appreciative for her for agreeing to come on the show.
Same.
Now, if any of you are watching on Facebook right now, please check out her Facebook page, Three Roses Tarot. Check them out. So she's also going to be at the New England Tattoo Expo at Mohegan Sun on Friday, April 12th, Saturday, April 13th, and Sunday, April 14th. So if you're looking for a place to get some readings done, go there to Mohegan Sun, as we were just talking about with
the lineup
with the donuts. But
yeah.
All right, Allie, anything you like to say before we hit the hay?
It's been a pleasure. I mean, I just can't wait for our next episode. I can't wait to share all our knowledge and our guests and all these people that we have lined up for you guys with you guys. I just can't wait. I'm excited for this. I hope you're as excited as we are. That's all I can say.
I'm very excited, and I can't wait for what we have in store, and I can't wait for what for you to all hear what we have in store. We are going to be available on all podcasting platforms, wherever you listen, Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeartRadio, etc., etc. But if you prefer to watch, we're also going to be on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Rumble as well. So please check us out. Please subscribe there as well. And until next time, everyone, stay single.
Peace out. Stay single.